This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting four hospitals come under attack. The United Nations says nearly 50 people were killed in missile attacks on medical facilities in northern Syria Monday. A 30-bed hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was destroyed. Three other medical facilities were damaged by what rebels say were targeted airstrikes by the Assad regime. The UN envoy to Syria is making an unannounced visit to Damascus for talks on implementing a ceasefire set to start later this week. Stefan de Mistura arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital. Turkey is conducting a third consecutive day of cross-border airstrikes on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. It is warning of a harsh response if Kurdish-led forces do not retreat from their positions near the border. The Kurdish YPG militia has taken over large amounts of territory from Islamist rebels along Syria's border with Turkey in recent days. That advance has alarmed Turkey, which accuses the group of having links to the PKK, a Kurdish rebel group viewed as a terrorist group by Turkey. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to welcome the leaders of all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations to California for a summit meeting. Mr. Obama and the ASEAN leaders will meet for 2 days discussing a wide range of issues. Territorial disputes in the South China Sea, China's increasing activities in the sea will be a key topic. Leaders were also discussing the situation in North Korea. European Union foreign ministers say they are prepared to increase economic sanctions on Burundi, which has been in a political crisis since President Pierre Nkurunziza won a third term last July. EU ministers say they will not suspend humanitarian aid to Burundi. This is VOA News. European Council leader Donald Tusk says there is a real danger of the European Union breaking up over two issues, an agreement to keep Britain in the Union, and the strain caused by mass migration. Tusk spoke in Bucharest just days ahead of a key EU summit. He called it a critical moment. Bosnia has formally submitted an application to become part of the European Union. President Dragan Kovic submitted the paperwork to become a member of the 28-nation European bloc Monday in Brussels. Former U.S. President George W. Bush will re-enter the American political scene to try to boost his brother Jeb's bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. The former president has stayed out of politics since leaving office in 2009. He is planning to appear at a nighttime rally to support Jeb Bush's campaign in South Carolina. Ugandan police detained opposition candidate Kizza Besigye as he campaigned for president in Kampala. Jill Craig has more.
Tensions rose Monday afternoon after Ugandan presidential candidate and opposition leader Kizza Besigye was taken into police custody as he campaigned in the capital ahead of Thursday's elections. Uganda's Assistant Inspector General of Police said Besigye was violating campaign rules. Police clarified that Besigye was not arrested but detained. Witnesses said police stopped Besigye at an intersection and told him to get out of the car, saying he was not allowed to be at that location for campaign purposes. Police fired tear gas in the crowd of supporters accompanying Besigye, and officers took him to the station. Officers then transferred him to another location in Nagalama before he was released. Jill Craig, Kampala.
The White House says President Barack Obama has started preliminary discussions about a nominee to replace the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. A spokesman says the president will look for a nominee who understands that justice is something that affects people's daily lives and not an abstract theory. The White House signaled Monday that the president would not wait until Congress is out of session and make a recess appointment, an action that would infuriate Republican-led legislative branch. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already said his chamber will not act to ratify any candidate named by Mr. Obama, preferring to leave the post open until a new president takes office in 2017. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert began serving a 19-month prison sentence Monday for bribery and obstruction of justice. Before the 70-year-old Olmert entered a prison, he released a video proclaiming his innocence. He described his fall from prime minister to convicted felon as painful and strange. He was convicted in 2014 of accepting tens of thousands of dollars in bribes in connection with a real estate project. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.